Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man walah amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what we love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this Mubarak time, He loved takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. What he want? Talbiya. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. And what he want? He want la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What it mean all this? The bottom line, he want us to recognize who's the owner, who's the owner of dominion, who in control, who is the owner of bounty, who's the one deserve all the thanks and praise. We are in a time. We coming in a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fasting the 9 of Dhul Hijjah. Insha'Allah, forgive the year before and the year after. What a blessing. Why, ya Allah? What is special about this day? This is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants all the Hajji to remember Him, to be for Him. They left their houses, they left the business, and standing with Ihram, calling Him. This is for Hajji. What about the Ummah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be united with the Hajji and united with Him. And remember, very soon we're going to meet Him. Very soon we're going to leave this earth. Very soon we're going to leave what called attachment of dunya. And you will be suffering and misery in the time of death and within the grave and meeting Allah. If you die with attachment of your heart to anyone or any material, this not now, this not these days. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what is Hajj? To leave everything and travel to the high destination, to the high elevated goal and purpose, to praise Allah, to seek His forgiveness. What Allah want me to remember? He want me to remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wives and his kids and how they sacrifice. Everybody sacrifice for Sabilillah, sacrifice their love. What is the whole thing all about? Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, is not the animal. When you study, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he find how it, he has some good, strong love for his son. No way. Allah do not accept it. And He tell him to slaughter his son. What it meaning? Slaughter your love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want the love of Allah above anyone. The love of Allah wa Rasuluh and mu'mineen above anyone. No one coming between me and Allah. We love each other for Allah, yes. For rahmah, yes. For duty, yes. For amana, yes. We love each other for sabilillah, for Allah, for goodness sake, yes. To elevate the deen of Allah, yes. To support each other for Sabilillah, yes. To alleviate the suffering of others, yes. To be united for goodness sake, yes. But not for attachment, obsession. He's my son, he's my daughter, he's my husband, he's my... No. We do not own nothing. We do not own nothing. We just an amana. And this is why later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He trial us with whom we love to free us from the slavery of whom we love to the slavery only of Allah. I remember, honest to Allah, at this Mubarak time, I have a time in my life when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched everything away from me, everything. And he opened for me a place in the mountain. And when I went there, by the will of Allah, somebody gave me a gift. I never met him. He heard about me. He said, I have this book. And this book, I believe he will like it. And I opened the book. And the first thing, the author talked about the prerequisite of seeking knowledge. And when I start reading, I was crying. What is the prerequisite of seeking knowledge? He said, to Allah, cut all the means from you. All the means, all the love, all the attachment, and even all the finance, everything. To make you 100% rely on Him, 100% trusting Him, 100% belong to Him, everything belongs to Him. I never forget it. It was a time. All of a sudden, money I don't have. Family I don't have. Job I don't have. Property, I have nothing. I have tons and tons of trial. But Allah gave me a gift. In the middle of all this, I was calm. I was relaxed. Because I know He took for me for a purpose. He took for me for a wisdom. He took for me to elevate me, to choose me, to make me sing for Him. Remember Him, worship Him, be for Him. What is elevation? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate you, He make you a slave of a man or a woman or a child or a business and make you so attached, so stuck. It's big different the love of goodness and the love of attachment and obsession. The love of the elevation of the deen of Allah. The love of support each other to elevate the deen of Allah, to be good, to lead each other to Jannah. To support each other in every cause of goodness. A beautiful love, a free love, has no attachment, but has beauty in it. To serve with love, to serve with goodness, to serve for higher purpose. We're supposed to support each other for Sabilillah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, are you better than Ibrahim alayhi salam, or Hajar, or Sarah, or Ismail? All of them alayhi salam, all of them went to trial, and they pass. How you know you pass? When the trial come, your iman increase, your unity to Allah will increase, your belief in Allah increase, your trust in Allah increase, your thanking to Allah increase, your contentment increase, your praising Allah increase. And you know for a fact, He take from you to give you. He take from you to open for you. This is the sunnah of Allah. When Allah give us dunya, is a trial, unless we use it for Him. But when Allah take, is a bounty, if we return it to Allah. And very soon, He will take our health, He will take our life, and we're going to meet Him. Nothing. And very soon we will meet Him in the front of Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, naked. All mankind naked. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah. And we look at each other. He said, Ya Aisha, al-amru hina idhin shadeed. The condition at this day is too tough. To the point our eyes will be locked. Locked. The sun just in the top of our head. Everybody drowning from severe heat. One day is 50,000 years of our reckoning. We don't get it until now. One day, we're standing 50,000 years. Imagine if me or you, in the end of the list, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And what is the first people will go and go to Jannah after the messenger prophets? The poor people of the Ummah. The close one to Allah. The one who love each other for Allah. The one supporting each other for Allah. The one elevating the deen of Allah. This is the one will be called first. Where is the one love each other for me? Where is the one? They meeting each other for me. Today, I put them under my shade. In a day is no shade except my shade. My dear brother and sister in Islam, yes, we fasting. Yes, we want the rewarding, but the topic is much higher. Much higher. The topic is to elevate Allah. To praise Allah, to thank Allah, to be content with Allah, to trust in Allah, to rely on Allah, to renew our niyyah. What is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of being exist? What is the purpose of my money or my health or my time or my knowledge? What is the purpose of my love? What I want to gain from this love? And for whom I'm loved? For what purpose? And remember, if you love anyone above Allah wa Rasuluh, Allah will torture you with whom you love. Make dua for the Hajji. Make dua for the dead. Make dua for the sick. Make dua for the people who are suffering in the Ummah. Make dua for all of us. To Allah, set us free. Set us belong to Him. Set us to love Him only and love Rasulullah. And mu'mineen and each other and goodness sake. O Allah, make the love of you and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above any love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us love each other for you and love anyone for you to elevate your deen, alleviating the suffering of other. And give us Mubarak time, a time to elevate us with it, dunya and akhirah, and give us a good ending with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, live this time, live it in your heart, elevate Allah in your heart, and remember the main purpose in this time, takbirat, elevation of Allah. But not by the tongue. By the tongue, by the heart, by your thought, by your meaning, by your niyyah. To be free, to be high, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the pleasure of Allah, inshaAllah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.